Singer-songwriter Caetano Veloso is a leading Brazilian example of the generation of musicians who discovered that all the experiments of modernism could be applied to popular music. He's been compared to Bob Dylan and John Lennon, and like them, he is ferociously independent and consciously literary, convinced that a song can make any sort of statement. World music commentator Milo Miles has a survey of his work.
Ontem à noite, andando, achamos uma estrela do mar. E estava na areia, como aviso que aconteceu. Apaixonei-me, difícil acreditar. Sem preconceito, sempre eu vou.
I'm very torn about the celebrated Caetano Veloso. He's made more than 25 records since 1967, and of those I've heard, each includes at least one track so shapely and deft it knocks me out. Unfortunately, most of his albums also contain two or three guitar and voice numbers that put me to sleep, and a host of subtle cuts that leave me indifferent. Of all his adventurous peers, such as Gal Costa and Gilberto Gil, Veloso is the whitest and most bossa nova bound. And although he lapses into occasional dippy meditations on the moon and sun, the surf and the sand, the main problem with Veloso's softer stuff is that I don't understand Portuguese. Unless you do, you're left with the pretty but unexceptional music and his rather wan voice, not much power, not much range. But still,
Não me amarra dinheiro, não. Mas formosura, dinheiro, não. A pele escura, dinheiro, não. A carne dura, dinheiro não. Moça preta do Curuzu, beleza pura, federação. Beleza pura, boca do rio. Beleza pura, dinheiro não.
Quando essa preta começa a tratar do cabelo, é de se olhar. Toda a trama da trança, trança do cabelo. Conchas do mar.
I keep listening to more Veloso and liking him better. He never finds beauty in overproduction or tubby orchestration, and when you can get translations of his lyrics, many of them are quite smart. He identifies with the underclass, and he can throw out vivid details about alienation in consumer society and intoxication with a sudden romance. And he obviously reads serious literature without moving his lips. An agreeable Veloso sampler is called Personalidade. If you like that, other recommended albums recently reissued on CD are Uns, which is quite varied and flowing, and Outras Palavras, which is sort of his soul album. The best news is that Veloso is making the finest recordings of his career right now. They're produced by Arto Lindsay, the post-punk guitarist and bandleader who grew up in Brazil. The advantage of Lindsay's participation is not only his lyric translations, but that he gets Veloso away from mere minor chords and into some outright dissonance and crashing percussion. Veloso's experiments don't sound quaint anymore, especially on 1989's Estrangeiro. It suggests one of those rich magic realism novels from South America with bits of sex, death, drunkenness, and carnival colors swirling around like confetti.
O pintor Paul Gauguin amou a luz na Baía de Guanabara. O compositor Cole Porter adorou as luzes na noite dela. A Baía de Guanabara. O antropólogo Claude Lévi-Strauss detestou a Baía de Guanabara. Pareceu-lhe uma boca banguela. E eu, menos a conhecera, mais a amara. Sou cego de tanto vê-la, de tanto tê-la estrela, o que é uma coisa bela, O amor é cego, Ray Charles é cego, Stevie Wonder é cego.
Veloso's latest, Circulado, is somewhat slacker than Estrangeiro, probably because there's not enough gnashing guitar from the likes of Bill Frisell and Mark Ribbett. But danged if Veloso doesn't continue to soften my resistance to his brand of fancy. Now I'm even going along with a slow track in which he makes his affection for a town sound like a passionate fling with a woman, right down to her white sands, her mud, and her algae.
Itapuã, tuas luas cheias, tuas casas feias, tiram tudo, tudo, inteiro de nós. Itapuã,
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Boston. He reviewed the music of Brazilian singer-songwriter Caetano Veloso. This is Fresh Air.